The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood, redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood, redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Oh, one up and let's get high. I am trying to get fried. I brought some weed and you can smoke. Trying to get high, I'm trying to tote. Hit this weed once, don't you choke. Oh, oh, oh. I got a grinder, I got a bomb. I got some weed, so let's make a song. I got some munchies, we all get along. I smoke weed, ain't nothing wrong. My money good and my money long. My bitch bad and my cush strong.
Kind of song right there.
Yeah,
what up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here at Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Unfortunately, my crew couldn't join me here today, but that's fine. You know what I mean? I had to bring him. He's from behind the scenes. I had to bring him up front because I need to bounce some, some topics over. For all y'all don't know, Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter in the house. What's up? What's up?
He be delivering, you know, the music videos for you, be feeding me some music news and whatnot. So let's get into it. That was a dope clip. I was gonna do this thing. We're gonna start doing this thing called
Cover of the Week.
Cover of the Week. Where I'm gonna play a cover of the week. But then when we get artists in here, I'm gonna play the same cover by three different people. And you know what I mean? I want to be able to connect you guys at home. If you guys are making YouTube covers, send them in to us. So that way, when your favorite artists come in, you never know what the song might be, and your video may play here on
that's
the show.
Right, that's right.
All right, but let's talk about it. Finally, it happened to me, Rihanna. Rihanna, finally, Cucurall, producer, he's worked with Rihanna on half of her albums, posted a picture that said Mission Complete.
Mission Complete.
Alongside with Rihanna, who wore this lovely $8,000 Dolce & Gabbana headset.
To listen to the record.
Now, we've been kind of aiming for some dates here as of recently. I know your boy finished the game.
Yeah, the anti-diary game.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's room 7 unlocked, and you had to go on there and you know, pretty much search around the room and find some things. And I have a friend who actually unlocked a secret in the game, which revealed a track listing as well as a release date.
Which now is... was confirmed today. We've known about that. You know, we haven't
for
said
quite some time.
Like, is this real or not? But it is real. So I'm excited. I mean, the date was what, the 28th,
February 12th.
Hopefully.
Which is again no coincidence. I mean, Kanye also just, you know, announced that he's dropping his album on February 11th, as well as releasing his track listing. So,
but here's my question. I mean, I know that they work together and whatnot, but for Rihanna and Kanye West to drop their albums on the same week, it's weird to me. To me, is that a smart choice, really?
Well, with them being days apart, I think it's because they're on the same label, I think it has something to do with that.
I know, but I just look at marketing-wise, if you look at it, it's like, okay, if I only got 13, 14, 15 bucks, whose album am I going to buy? Kanye's or Rihanna. Well. And I'm just saying, I don't remember seeing, was Kanye on the most marketable celebrities? So this is really going to be a test for me, because, you know, I think with Rihanna, it's the conversation that I'm hearing is people like, I've been waiting for this, I've been waiting for this, like, what's she really going to drop? What's she really going to, everyone says that. But that's just because we're just so mind-fucked by Beyonce and her music right now, that I just think the American Oxygen thing, Rihanna, like, let's just leave that to where it was. Megan Oxygen. But apparently she is supposed to perform at the Grammys.
Yes, 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 yes.
And so they're we'll saying see. She might make a appearance at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. With new music.
Interesting. Let's see. Another thing about the Grammys, randomly, I didn't know this, but Lady Gaga, I guess, is performing, and she's going to be showcasing a new form of technology at the Grammys.
Lady Gaga always puts on a wonderful show, so that's definitely going to be something to look forward to.
I just hope it's something off her new stuff, and it's not going to be no Tony Bennett shit. Like, I just can't. Anyways, moving on from that. Tony Braxton, y'all. Unbreak My Heart, the movie. 3.6 million viewers on Lifetime. Congratulations. I wanted to hate this movie going into it because I was just like, Tony's not dead. Like, why are we doing a movie on her? But I gotta say, and I'm kind of confused how Lifetime jacked VH1 for their movies. Because VH1 been used to put on movies like this.
Especially TLC, for example.
Boom. I liked the movie. I thought it really showed me who Toni Braxton was. You know, I was kind of nervous as far as them getting into the reality show stuff because it's so weird for me. I could understand being a kid and seeing Toni Braxton today and then seeing this girl play Toni Braxton and falling for that. But knowing I was there for every single moment along the ride of this, it was just kind of like, is it a little too soon for this?
Yeah.
But I like the movie. I actually watched it late last night, and I tweeted, God bless Toni Braxton, because that woman has been through
a lot. Oh, my God. They really got really deep into the story, which is what I liked most about the film. Not so much about the characters. I think they could have picked the sisters a little better.
I thought they did a great job with the sisters, except Tawanda. Y'all shady as fuck with Tawanda. And that's no shade on the girl who played Tawanda, but that's, you know, that girl don't look like Tawanda. And then y'all tried it with the Tamar Braxton because she, although she physically gave me Tamar, she was acting, like overly acting.
Because see, she was trying to probably portray today's Tamar, not young Tamar, which is the Tamar that she should have been trying to portray.
No, she portrayed today's Tamar when she was supposed to portray today's Tamar, but it just was like fake over the top. I liked seeing Tony at the end of the movie. It was cute. And she sang Unbreak My Heart. Very nice. moving on from that. Nick Cannon dropped this video. It's a poetry video about hashtag Oscars So White. Let's take a look.
Muhammad Ali, Bill Cosby. It's tragic how the enemy can tear down our community and rewrite the history by highlighting our flaws. But let he who cast the first stone constitutes the new laws. Nah, I ain't never seen empire, but I serve my own throne. What I look like begging them to let royalty into their home? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. We crying for votes, but how many of us is on the board? Better yet, when's the last time you showed up and supported the NAACP awards? I want what's mine, not yours. Fuck getting my foot in. I'm building my own doors. Hollywood mainstream don't validate me, yo. Like Hov say, save the accolades, just the dough. You in this show for the business or this business for the show? Talent and brilliance, hands down, man, we got that shit. So I told Chris, man, go ahead and rock that shit. You got the juice now, fight the power. Hell yeah, I'ma watch that ceremony where they gonna let a black man be the master for at least 2 hours. So don't waste your voice, don't waste your prayers, saving for the thousands killed in Nigeria, Kenya, the Philippines, Syria, or right here in our urban areas, Low America. Nah.
Boom. Nick Cannon slams Oscar So White. What did you think?
That definitely pulls you in. I mean, he's definitely very poetic. I wouldn't consider it a rap. I would consider it just more conscious poetry. But he definitely pulls you in. He's definitely speaking some knowledge. It definitely opens your eyes up.
And, you know, I'd like to see a wave of this. I mean, we see a lot of people always wanting to quickly tweet about a situation versus actually, when you think about,
do your research.
Not even, well, yeah, do your research also, but, you know, when you look at hip-hop, when you look at poetry, R&B music, the thing that we miss about that is the authenticism. You know what I mean? We want people to be rapping about what they're going through, and I feel like today we just get people rapping about the same topics. Bitches, hoes,
money
you know what I mean? Dabbing. And so for Nick Cannon to have this, you know, relevant topic right now and to quickly put it into something and, you know, was it the greatest thing and is he going to get clowned for it? I'm sure he will.
Right.
But at least there's an effort moving in that direction and to start positive. A conversation, and it's positive.
It's positive.
Shout out to you, Nick Cannon. Speaking of positive, shout out to the game. You donated $1 million worth of water bottles to Flint, Michigan. Obviously, we know they're they got some dirty pipes, y'all. Yeah, they're just feeding these kids lead poisoning and whatnot. It seems to be like we're moving in a direction to try and fix this as soon as possible. I'm loving seeing the outpour of help. I know Cher, Jimmy Fallon, Diddy, Mark Wahlberg are all donating water out there. You know, water and money. We got to get those pipes fixed. That costs a lot of money. That's a lot of time. That's a huge job.
Yeah.
So although I love the water bottles, you know, let's try to figure out other ways to really help this this city, because lead poisoning is a legit situation, and we already have enough people intoxicated with that. So thank you for everyone who's helping out with that. Craziness. All right, moving on from that. New music this week, new music videos. I randomly came across this one. I was going to play a Sean Kingston song.
Oh, you got something new?
Oh. If that's what you want to call it. Here's the thing. You know, I want to root for Sean Kingston because I used to fuck with Sean Kingston.
Me
heavy.
Too. Me too.
And then it just became, it's like, I get with Flo Rida. You know what I mean? Like, look, I don't listen to Flo Rida anymore. And he's still putting out the same type of song that he was putting out with the Elevator and
he's still
making money.
Oh my God.
Now, Sean Kingston, my question is does this stuff still sell? Because to me, it was literally a ripoff of shit from like two albums ago. I don't even know what album we're on with Sean Kingston. So I came across this one instead. So her name is, I'm going to fuck your last name up. Sorry, girl. Her name is Laura Muvella, featuring Nile Rodgers, and the song is called Overcome. I loved it. It was different, unique, and you know, Queen ain't here, so I get to play it. Let's take a listen. Although I think she'd like this.
When your heart is broken down, 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 and your head don't reach the sky, take your broken wings and fly.
That beat, though.
Mm-hmm.
When your head is heavy, low.
Great arrangement on this song.
And the tears, they keep falling. With the world upon your shoulders.
Boom.
Oh my God.
Laura Muvella featuring Nile Rodgers. Yeah, I bet you're going to go look that one up.
Yeah, I'm getting that, sweetie.
I felt like that was like the reprise of The Wiz.
Yeah,
like,
that was the video was amazing.
Yeah, the video was awesome. Yeah. Great. What would Queen say? Great team she has. Right? Great team. The visuals were beautiful. It gave me, actually, Beyonce, that Mine video, kind of.
Haunted.
No.
Was it Haunted?
Mine. The one with Drake.
Oh, okay. The one
where
with
they're
Drake.
On the beach doing all that.
And the white and stuff.
The modern dancing. Yeah. I loved that. That was just everything. And I was just high as hell listening to that. Just in my own world.
Yeah.
I love the movement of that. I want that sound to take over. You know, I feel like those drums, that beat, I could totally hear a DJ coming in and mixing that into some like crazy trap shit. Like, I'm here for it. Next, he's already dropped a video for this. The song's called "Watch Out." 2 Chainz. Unfortunately, this video don't get no dab and Santa.
Watch out!
Let's take a look.
Watch out!
But it has a whole bunch of his big ass heads on YouTube clips.
Yo. Okay. I'm a nigga with me. I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off
with
the
fountain.
Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga trying to run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quay fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand her. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch there a bread truck. Got a bitch going retarded. Called Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran her. Bitch trying to put the head on her. Niggas trying to put the feds on her. Niggas trying to take meds on her. Everything for the players on her. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and this a fair ball.
Two Chainz, Two Chainz. Watch out. I liked it. I think it's creative. It's simple.
Simple. It's classic Two Chainz. The classic little piano. You know, classic little three little keys he does. It's classic, definitely classic Two Chainz. The little bobblehead things in the video. It's kind of becoming a fad because Kalen and Miles, they have a song with Kid Ink, and Kid Ink's, you know, he has that little bobblehead in the video. So
I want to say Chance the Rapper does too.
Yeah, so it's becoming a thing, but definitely classic Two Chainz.
Actually, it's funny. It brought me more to Busta Rhymes watching that. Last but not least, I didn't even know this girl existed anymore, to be quite honest. I thought, dust. But nope, that's not. That's glitter, y'all. Yeah. Santa Gold came out of the shadows, chasing shadows, and that's the song, Chasing Shadows. Let's take a look at the video. Santa Gold, Chasing Shadows. I love the set design. Like, everything about this video is so rich to me. I felt like I was watching, like, an episode of something.
It's very colorful. I really like the song. The arrangement is really good. It really sounds good on these headphones. Yeah. That's for sure.
Hopefully that translates through the video. Yeah, I love the song. And that's just the thing with Santa Gold for me, is she always delivers. Even if the song's, you know, not a hit, you can listen to it on a Monday morning or something. You can always find a time of day for Santa Gold. So I'm glad to see she's still making good music and still keeping up with her artistry. And that goes to show true artistry, is that she can still put something like that together. Simple, classic, but tastefully done.
Yeah,
I'm into it. I mean, that's pretty much all I got. We got any other music news? What else you been popping and jamming to?
You know, Tinashe is dropping tracks left and right on her SoundCloud, and they're sounding pretty dope. Hopefully, I'm hoping that they end up on her album, Joyride, when that decides to drop. You know, she's getting ready to go on tour, so I'm definitely looking forward to what she's going to bring this year with her second project.
Boom. All right, Tinashe, we got to get her in studio.
Yes, we do.
All hands on deck. Yes, but let us know what you guys are listening to. Leave them in the comments below. That helps me out a whole lot. When you guys tweet things to me, I love your tweets, but when you guys tweet songs to me, it's hard for me to go back and, like, find those songs. So if you leave them in the comments below, to whatever you're listening to, I don't care if you think it might be crazy or what. I listen to everything.
Me too.
I will pull up a blunt and I will smoke and listen to all your damn music. Whoa, whoa. So let us know if you have a friend. We trying to put people on here, y'all. You know what I mean? We love cover songs. We want to find real artists, real music. So if you know any artist, you find somebody dope on YouTube, share them down below. Also, hit subscribe. Make sure you guys hit us up everywhere at BHL The Beat on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
And you guys can hit me up everywhere at Mr. Carter on all social media.
Boom. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.